Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights-on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public.
The devil be with you. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
MSM, that's Marxist Socialist Media, or as my wife prefers, the mostly stupid media, must be disappointed. The deeper I get into the modern liberal mindset, the more disturbing is the image that emerges. No label, that is, no label intended to classify human beings, is going to be sufficiently accurate to include everyone who identifies with the group. I mean, we know that not all liberals are crazy, anti-American, God-hating Christophobes. And likewise, we know that not all who identify with the conservative label are God-honoring, God and country patriots intent on preserving the Constitution and traditional American Christian-based values, morals, and ethics. But what are we to think when we hear and read stuff coming out of the MSM like this liberal journalist who hoped right out loud in front of God and everybody that the Boston bomber would turn out to be white? What is that about? You know, quote, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, end quote. Oops, forgot to give you a Bible thump alert. But I didn't really hurt, now did it? A student in a Texas school asked a teacher about the Bible. The teacher gave one to the student. The school then fired the teacher. You see what I mean? Liberals howl to the heavens about censorship and don't even notice when they do it. Anyway, here is a piece titled, Let's Hope the Boston Marathon Bomber is a White American. And that from a Salon columnist, David Sirota. Now, he does make a point, however, in his article. He goes on with a rant about privilege protecting certain persons or demographic groups from being, quote, uniformly slandered and beat upon when an atrocity is committed, end quote. You know, like that Saudi national who was a person of interest in the Boston bombing atrocity, who is being deported, according to a congressional source, albeit disputed by Obama's ICE corpse, for, quote, security and other related reasons, end quote, who is connected to a well-heeled family in Saudi Arabia. It's been decided his visa will be revoked and he will be deported, but it's going to be spun as a voluntary deportation so he can return to his family. Or how about this NPR's effort to encourage all concerned about the murderous actions of the Boston bombers to look in the direction of, quote, right-wing individuals, end quote. Note, not right-wing extremist individuals, just right-wing individuals. Which is defined as just about anyone who disagrees with Obama's agenda, you know. You're paying the salary for, I think it's Dina Temple-Raston, NPR talking head, who reported, quote, the thinking, as we have been reporting, is that this is a domestic extremist attack and officials are leaning that way largely because of the timing of the attack. April is a big month for anti-government and right-wing individuals. There's the Columbine anniversary, perpetrated by left-wing wacko jobs, right? Anyway, and then she goes on, there's Hitler's birthday. Well, never met a Christian, God and country conservative who had any affection for Hitler. But I have met some crazy left-wing nuts who thought his policies were good, although his methods not so good. And then she goes on, the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, that's probably the nearest thing to a case for right-wing whack job extremism. She then mentions the assault on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco. Now, the problem with people like Dinah or Dina, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, I don't listen to her show, but Dinah Temple-Raston, by the way, aren't all serial killers identified like this with three names, you know? Maybe that also applies to serial media hit persons, you know? The problem with these folks is they do all the things they criticize others for doing, like lumping together people in groups. She does not say, for example, right-wing extremists, like I always am careful to talk about Islamic extremists or Muslim extremist groups. She just lumps everyone identifiable with the right as identifiable with Columbine, Hitler, McVeigh, and so on, when the fact is, almost every time we have someone trying to kill the president, it's a Democrat what done it. No, wait. It's always been a Democrat. But let's differentiate it to a Democrat, shall we? Like that fellow who recently sent a ricin-laced letter to Obama and some congressmen. Yep, Democrat. Was that a senator he sent it to? I forget. Now, I know that does not mean all Democrats are president killers. But why does the MSM try so hard to make it out like all conservatives are radical extremist wackos? Look at the sympathy these latest radical Muslim murderers get in the media. New York Times headline, quote, far from war-torn homeland, trying to fit in, end quote. Yeah, an article about these guys that blew up people there at the Boston Marathon. And right out the door, we're to blame for making it hard for these pitiful, peace-loving kids to fit in. It's our fault. What is with these people? There must not be a shred of sympathy for these murderers. None. These angry, America-hating, radical Muslim monsters set off two bombs, killing and maiming innocent people at a public event. They mutilated scores of people, arms blown off, legs blown off, faces blown apart. These are not pitiful kids far from war-torn homeland, just trying to fit in. I understand the mother of these kids got into America on an asylum. Maybe she ought to be in one. And I didn't realize that there's some limited responsibility on the part of parents for this kind of thing. But I'm wondering who taught these kids to hate America and to consider American lives so cheaply. Yeah, you know, Lieutenant Brian C. Grassi, speaking on behalf of the Natick Police Department, told us about an incident in June of last year that took place at a mall. A store security guard detained a woman, seen on surveillance cameras, removing electronic tags from dresses in a fitting room and then trying to walk out the door without paying for them. It turns out this woman is Zubidat K. Sarnavia, I can't pronounce the name, forgive me, but it just happens that this is the exact same last name as the terrorist suspect we're trying to pick up for the Boston bombing. And his brother who got killed in a shootout with police, in which one police officer was killed, by the way. I think it was a MIT officer. Anyway, she's 45 years old, and it just so happens the address she had on her, for her address, was, well, what do you know, the same address as the terrorist suspect in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So you figure it out. She was charged with larceny over $250, two counts of malicious destruction of property. What is interesting to me in all of this is the evidence of sympathy for Muslim extremists and the tendency to take every opportunity to raise suspicions about God-fearing conservative patriots. Why do you suppose that is? Even Obama gets in on the game, you know, slow to suggest the Boston bombing was an act of terror. Oh, no, we got a whole judgment on that matter. Almost as slow to come to that realization as he was to realize that it was terrorists, after all, who killed our ambassador in Benghazi. And those other three brave Americans, you know, this is really getting the word ridiculous comes to mind, annoying comes to mind, disturbing comes to mind. After the bombing, he runs out to make an announcement that, you know, we don't know if who was behind the bombings were foreign, domestic, or individual, end quote. I forget the grammar problems with this guy. But anyway, in that case, he has nothing to say about it, does he? Right? I mean, if we don't know, then what's he talking? Why is he even mentioning this? Why address the issue of who did it until you have some intel? And the reason is obvious. It's intended to get people thinking about the possibility of domestic terrorism. It's almost as if they're hoping that, you know, this time finally we're going to get a radicalized extremist right-wing nut job to pull something that we can hang on the right wing and, you know, the right-thinking people and so on, and use it like a Newtown shooting in order to advance their agenda. Anyway, it turns out that suspicion that it was a terrorist plot carried out by a terrorist cell of three Saudi nationals, which, by the way, was the suspicion, the operating suspicion in the FBI at the time, Obama said, we don't know, we don't know. Okay? It's interesting how he does that. It turns out, however, that in this case, that particular line of investigation has been somewhat complicated by the involvement of these immigrants from Chechnya. Now, they were Muslim extremists who did this, And the concern is that the plot is thickening here. Now we're concerned that there has been an effort on the part of this terrorist cell to recruit domestics to carry out their nefarious deeds. Anyway, all the while, weird things are developing in our military. Recently, an army officer labeled Christian groups as domestic hate groups. Yeah, in fact, the army officer officially named AFA, American Family Association, and FRC, in an email to junior officers and soldiers as hate groups. In his email, he said they are domestic hate groups. Yeah, I just labeled them that, whose values, quote, do not align with army values, end quote. Now, these groups have received this denunciation from Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich because they oppose the homosexual agenda. Yeah, that's his criteria. The Army has decided that Catholics, Evangelical Christians, and Orthodox Jews are to be considered as potentially equally threatening to national security or potentially becoming active terrorists, domestic terrorists, equally with Hamas and Al-Qaeda. Yeah. In an equal opportunity training session in Pennsylvania, oh yeah, Catholics, Evangelical Christians, and ultra-Orthodox Jews were listed as constituting examples of religious extremism along with Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Uh-huh. You know, I had to read that over again just to make sure. How does this happen? It turns out in this case, the Muslim Brotherhood got angry at the Army training programs that identified Islamic radical groups as potential threats to national security, and they demanded that all references to Islam be removed, purged from their training programs. And in this process, guess what they did? They removed all references to Islam and then included references to Catholics, Christians, and Jews. You got to be kidding me. We just got to accommodate Obama's Muslim Brotherhood buds, don't we? Where is this going? The three criteria are taken into consideration when determining whether a category of identification marks you as a potential terrorist. First, a general anti-government attitude, read anti-Obama attitude. Second, a strong anti-gay inclination. And third, a strong anti-abortion inclination. This is the criteria they're using. Can you believe this is happening? Bible's up alert, Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights of the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release norepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. During a typical brain massage, the skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sort of sparkling effect in the brain that sometimes causes the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden bursts of energy caused by the release of glucose from energy stores throughout your body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that is the science of a brain massage. How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Compromise of personal preferences or self-interests to serve some higher good is honorable, but some think compromise is the answer to all disagreements. A dispute between two women over who was the mother to a baby was brought to Solomon. He ordered a compromise: have the baby divided and give each mother half.
Obviously, some things allow for no acceptable compromise. In those cases, compromise only works to the advantage of evil. For example, instead of obeying the Lord and coming out of an apostate church, you compromise the truth. Why should our children respect our beliefs if we don't? Something to think about. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind man's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Freely you have received. Freely give. We don't charge for the Brain Massage Show, but that doesn't mean we don't have to pay to air them on the radio. Many have asked if they can help. Thank you. If you'd like to join them, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Any amount is welcome. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheinbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. 72 members of Congress demand media coverage of the Gosnell trial. That's that doctor who murders babies after they're born alive. He murdered 10 infants that we know about, probably hundreds more. All this came to light when a patient of his died, I think on his abortion table. And he tried to cover it up. It's a bloody, gruesome business. This business of murdering babies in the womb, oh my. If Americans really knew what abortion was all about, I'm sure they would not tolerate it. But like Hitler kept most Germans in the dark about what he was doing at death camps for Jews or to Jews and others, our mainstream media in this country keep people in the dark about abortion. But this has gone too far for some, I don't know, for at least for 72 of our congresspersons who are irate over the fact that the media openly refuse to cover the trial of this murdering monster. They don't want you to know what's going on there. The Kermit Gosnell infanticide trial is revealing some things about abortion that the left does not want the general public to learn. The left media admit it. They admit they're purposely ignoring the trial. Quote, according to the Washington Post, Mark Lamont Hill of HuffPo said this regarding the lack of coverage. Quote, for what it's worth, I do think that those of us on the left have made a decision not to cover this trial because we worry that it'll compromise abortion rights. Whether you agree with abortion or not, I do think there's a direct connection between the media's failure to cover this and our own political commitments on the left. I think it's a bad idea. I think it's dangerous. But I think it's the way it is, end quote. Do you understand the implications of this admission? It means the MSM now is beginning to feel secure enough in their position to admit something we've known for all along. And this is a good thing. Evil generally gets cocky, kind of self-assured, just before it begins to fall. Quote, a haughty spirit goes before a fall, the Bible says. It's evidence that the Lord is hearing our prayers, that the bias in the media will finally become fully exposed, as if it isn't already, but I mean just generally fully and completely exposed. Abortion is losing its hold in our country. Many indicators show that. And the MSM, mostly stupid media, they know it. And they don't want to give pro-lifers a new town that they can use, huh? Isn't this sad? I mean, it's all about political agendas now, isn't it? Whether this or that group reports this or that news, it's about what advances one's personal or political agenda. It means, folks, that journalism is dead. Not only do we have to deal with the way news is reported, you know, but now we have to deal with whether or not it gets reported. When it's reported, we've seen this for a long time, it's poured through a sieve of the liberal bias of the reporters and so on. And now it's gotten so bad, they will purposely decide not to cover certain stories because of the impact they're afraid it will have on their political agenda. Wow. Listen, the Bible warns us about this. Isaiah 59, verse 14. and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. And we've got our own media now kicking truth into the street. Then it's going to block judgment and justice in our country. We're living in difficult times. Let's go ahead and move toward a conclusion here. I tell you what, I want to look at Obama's record on taking care of the poor in his administration, right? That's what he's been all about, right? Well, let's just look at some statistics, shall we? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, approximately 1 out of every 6 Americans is now living in poverty. The number of Americans living in poverty is now at a level not seen since the 1960s. Here's a second one. When you add in the number of low-income Americans, it is even more sobering. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 146 million Americans are either poor or low-income. And then another. Today, approximately 20% of all children in the United States are living in poverty. Incredibly, a higher percentage of children is living in poverty in America today than was the case back in 1975. The liberals aren't making things better. It may be hard to believe, but approximately 57% of all children in the United States are currently living in homes that are either considered to be either low income or impoverished. And then fifth, poverty is the worst in our inner cities. At this point, 29.2% of all African-American households with children are dealing with food insecurity. Give me a break. Obama's not helping us. According to a recently released report, 60% of all children in the city of Detroit are living in poverty. 60% of all children in the city of Detroit living. Give me a break. And that is absolutely governed by liberal politics. Number seven, the number of children living on $2 a day or less in the United States has grown to 2.8 million. That number has increased by 130% since 1996. Now, for the first time ever, more than 1 million public school students in the United States are homeless. That number has risen by 57% since the 2006-2007 school year. Family homelessness in the Washington, D.C. region, one of the wealthiest regions in the entire country, by the way, has risen 23% since the last recession began. And then one university study estimates that child poverty costs the United States economy $500 billion every year. Not doing much, is it? At this point, approximately 1 out of every 3 children in the United States lives in a home without a father. Now, see, this is where we're getting into the source of this problem. Families that have a head of household under the age of 30 have a poverty rate of 37%. Today, there are approximately 20.2 million Americans that spend more than half of their incomes on housing. And that represents 46% increase from 2001. And then about 40% of all unemployed workers in America have been out of work for at least half of a year. At this point, 1 out of every 4 American workers has a job that pays $10 an hour or less. And anybody knowing this economy knows you're going to barely get by on that. There has been an explosion in the number of working poor Americans in recent years. Today, about 1 out of every 4 workers in the United States brings home wages that are at or below the poverty level. Can you believe this? Right? We need jobs. And they're fighting like anything to stop that pipeline from going on in. Right now, more than 100 million Americans are enrolled in at least one welfare program run by the federal government. And that does not even include Social Security or Medicare. An all-time record, 47.79 million Americans are now on food stamps. Back when Barack Obama first took office, that number was only sitting at about 32 million. From 32 million to 47.79 million. Can you believe this? The number of Americans on food stamps now exceeds the entire population of Spain. According to one calculation, the number of Americans on food stamps now exceeds the combined population of Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming combined. And then finally, back in the 1970s, about 1 out of every 50 Americans was on food stamps. Today, close to 1 out of every 6 Americans is on food stamps. Even more shocking is the fact that more than 1 out of every 4 children in the United States is enrolled in the food stamp program. All I can say is we told you so. When a guy like Obama or when liberals who want to promote socialism get in control of the government, convincing people that they're all about helping the poor, you better look out. Because invariably, it's the ones crying about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer who are the ones making that happen in America today. I'm going to need to conclude. Isaiah 10, verse number 2. Listen to this. God complains against people who turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. And that's what socialism does. That's what people like Obama are doing in our country. And then this in Ezekiel 45, verse 9, thus saith the Lord God, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Remove violence and spoil and execute judgment and justice. Now listen to this. Take away your exactions from my people, saith the Lord God. That's the heavy taxation that oppresses and impoverishes a people. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know that you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. If you agree with what I'm saying, you want to give me a thumbs up, the way our tradition is this, you just call and say lights on and hang up if you're in a hurry. Or if you want to register your vote against what I'm saying or your displeasure at what I'm saying, you can call and say lights off. If you would like to leave a message for me, I'd really appreciate that. I love hearing from you. Or you can email me at, and you can go to our website at thebrainmassageshow.com, all one word lowercase, thebrainmassageshow.com, and click on the contact us button and email me as long a letter as you like. Love to hear from you. Call 1-888-770-8000 or email me at thebrainmassageshow.com. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message.
Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in His house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, He begins with His own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to His. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Like Paul Revere's lantern lighter, Pastor Scheinbach is lighting the lamps in the belfry arch, alerting all Americans that the commies are coming. The commies are coming. Help us spread the message. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com or write us at Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain